We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. It's the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Now, we're live in a living color from the Mike Francesa Studios here, high above Hudson Street on the 10th floor in Lower Manhattan. And, you know, with him being back now, as we go back to the future, bro, I don't know if I can really say that anymore because he's here.
You have to, though.
Do I have to?
Well, the plaque is still here.
I mean, I wanted to say that to remember Mike, but now he's back.
So you don't want to
I mean, he's here, so we don't have to, like, remember him now. I mean, he's right here again.
It's going to
be tough to do. And let me just say this, and we are on today till 1 o'clock. You talk about going back to the future. Oh, my God.
That's a real back to the future. I guess the real back to the future shows if you do it overnight. That would be a real back to the future.
That's never happening. But let me just mention that Dolph Kramer and, of course, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass.
It's your call.
Dolph's very happy.
Very excited. It's your call, but I look at it this way. As long as the plaque is here and the name of the studio is the Mike Francesa Studio.
You think we should do that? We continue to honor him?
Yeah.
Hasn't he been honored enough?
Yeah, well.
I mean, is there any guy that I know that has been honored more than Mike? I don't think so.
And then returns.
Okay, they're going to honor me.
I deserve
to honor him every day.
I deserved every second of it.
Oh, my God.
The question is, does he refer to the studio as the Mike Francesa Studio? Because he opens every show
with live from the studios. Right, and he will be doing the show here.
I think so, yeah.
If knowing Mike and knowing the humble attitude he has, I would say he does. Knowing how humble Mike is.
So instead of live from the studios of WFN, it will be today, live from the Mike Francesa studio, named after me, rightfully so.
Me, you know who's responsible for it? It's me. Sounds like Trump. You know who's responsible? Me. I'm responsible, okay?
He does. But, you know, no offense, Mike, and I think Mike would agree with this. The biggest return today was not Mike. It was Tony Page, and I'm glad he's back.
I did hear Tony. I was up early, and I did hear Tony overnight, and I'm glad to hear him back, and he's feeling well. God bless Tony.
That should be more ballyhoo. Tony's been here for a long time.
God bless you, Tony.
He's a good dude.
Happy to see you doing all right.
And he's all right, and he's back. So Tony is probably sleeping right now, but if he was listening, we're very happy to have you back in the fold.
Happy to see Tony Page back and rocking and rolling.
Now, you say Back to the Future. Is it just me? Or last night, I'm sitting there, and I thought it was October of 2017 all over again.
Yeah, well.
Everything about this game last night felt like Yankees-Astros American League Championship Series, at least the four games that were played at Minute Maid Park.
Yeah, that he didn't hit. I mean, Charlie Morton was great. He had a no-hitter, you know, into the sixth inning. I mean, he pitched terrific. I think the one thing you take from last night, and obviously, you know, the Yankee bats were shut down by Morton in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say this. You got to be happy with Sonny Gray. I mean, to me, that's the big story. Sonny Gray goes out and gives you six solid innings. He only allows two runs against the defending world champions, arguably the best team in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you got to be encouraged by that.
Oh, I agree with you. I think that, and also when you have a 9-game winning streak, we saw this with the Mets.
You're going to lose.
You know it's going to end.
Right.
And I made this comment yesterday before the games. These games are fun. They're exciting. They're a challenge. They're not as important as when you play the Red Sox.
No.
They're just not.
No.
They're not in your division. Now, do you want to go into Houston and lose all four games? Absolutely not. You want to come back and try to bounce back
today? We got a tough one tonight with Verlander, who's been unbelievable tonight.
It's not going to be easy, but you are right. Of all the things you take out of last night's game, I think the number one thing take out is that positive, and that was the fact that Sonny Gray was good.
Yep.
He was good, and we're not talking 5 innings, 3 runs good, because it's improvement.
Yes.
6 innings, 2 runs is good enough
against
on
this
most
lineup.
Nights.
Right, and especially against this lineup.
Absolutely. An offense that scores 5 runs a game.
Yep.
That's good enough to win on most nights. The problem was the Yankees couldn't figure out Charlie Morton, and the Yankees have company because nobody in the American League could figure out Charlie
Morton. Well, I tell you, it's unbelievable. I mean, the numbers that this guy's putting up. His ERA's under two. He's 4-0. I mean, it's unreal.
4-0. He's striking out the world. Last night, he just made the Yankee bats look awful.
Yeah.
He was flirting with that no-hitter until he finally gave one up to Austin Romine in the sixth inning. He was filthy. And think about it. Game one of the ALCS last year, the final score was 2-1.
Yeah.
Game two of the ALCS last year, the final score was 2-1.
Right. They didn't hit in Houston. That's the bottom line. They hit like crazy at the stadium in that series. They didn't hit in Houston.
It was completely different. In the four games they played last year in the ALCS, they scored one run, zero runs in game seven. So 3 runs in four games, and look what they did last night. It was the same story. Brett Gardner coming through in the eighth inning, in which you thought for a second, oh, here we go. Maybe the Yankees could pull off a great comeback. And instead, give Ken Giles a lot of credit because he wasn't that good in the ALCS last year to the point where he wasn't even closing games out. But Ken Giles last night against the heart of the order was filthy. And the Astro pitching, which is the main reason why they're off to a 20-10 start, was great last night. But it just felt, it felt like it was October of 17 again. Everything about this game felt like I was just watching a continuation of last year's American League Championship Series.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I mean, if the Yankees have to meet them again in a playoff situation, they're going to figure out, they're going to have to figure out how they're going to hit and how they're going to win in Houston, because that's been obviously an issue. And it isn't going to get any easier tonight with Verlander on the mound, that's for sure.
No, and the good news is you don't have to worry about something like that for a while.
For a long time.
These
right.
games, while different than interleague play, which really has nothing to do with it, but it's not a team you're competing with. It's a team you may compete with in October.
Right. You may have to get through them to get to the World Series.
Oh, absolutely.
But right now you're not.
No, right now your focus, as a Yankee fan, is you're checking the scores every night to see the Red Sox because you just know this is going to be a race all year long.
And they won last night.
They did win last night, and they're a very good baseball team, and it's going to be a very interesting and competitive battle for the American League East. But I think you're right. You know, after a loss, especially with a team that now you're starting to not like as a Yankee fan, maybe you'd walk away frustrated. They struck out a million times, 14 times in this game. Maybe some Yankee fans are upset that Aaron Judge, that was the day Aaron Boone picked to give Aaron Judge a day off.
Right.
But I really think of all the stories from last night, it's actually a positive. It's Sonny Gray, man, because they need Sonny Gray to be competent. He doesn't have to be an ace. He doesn't even have to be what he was in 2015, Joe, but he needs to be competent. And last night, he was competent. Yeah, Six innings, two runs, competent.
And I think even feel better about it because of the competition he was facing last night.
So absolutely.
That makes it even better. You know, he wasn't going up against Baltimore here, you know?
No, you're right. He went up against maybe the best of the best in this league.
Yep.
Now, the other thing you have to examine was, again, Aaron Boone used Austin Romine to catch.
Yeah, and did you hear his comments after the game where
I did.
Well, the next game, you know, we're probably going to use him because it's going to be day game after a night game. And, you know, we want to give Gary a little break. Did you hear that?
I did.
That's basically what he said.
He's, you know what he's doing? Because I was very interested to see how he would spin this.
Right.
And basically, he doesn't want to use the term personal catcher. But in so many ways, it's his personal catcher.
Of course it is. Because, and it should be. Why not?
We know this about politics. You can make anything you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can spin anything
any way you want. Right.
And Aaron Boone, on any given night, can spin why that's a good night for Austin Romine to catch. Of course you can. Last night wasn't a day game after a night game, but it was convenient. Hey, we played the night before. It was a long trip. Perfect night, right? The next time he pitches, it's going to be the same thing. Ah, it's just a perfect day to sit, Garrett. You can always do that. And as long as Sonny Gray is going to have success with Austin Romine, don't hide from it. Just do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. Couldn't agree with you more, bro.
Look, the negative to it is what you saw last night, and it didn't really affect them. But think about last night. So Austin Romine does get a hit in this game, but rightfully so, Aaron Boone goes to Aaron Judge with a runner on second and two outs.
Right.
Rightfully so, and Judge draws a walk.
Yep.
As soon as you do that and you take Romine out of the game, Gary Sanchez moves from DH to catcher, and you've lost the DH. And I think the negative is, look at a night like last night. The Yankees had no bench because Tyler Austin suspended. Now, he's back today. That'll help. But they had absolutely no bench. So, hypothetically, let's say the Yankees tied the game up and this game went long. They'd have nobody on their bench, and they'd have a pitcher spot coming up.
Right.
Eventually.
Right. Right.
So, there is a negative to when you do something like that because you want to keep Gary's bat in the lineup. You're not going to catch Austin Romine and just sit Gary Sanchez. Why would you do that, especially with the way he's been hitting lately? You want his bat in the lineup. But the negative is, in this American League environment, when you DH Gary and then you pinch it for Romine late in the game, you're just putting yourself behind the eight ball because you've given up the designated hitter.
Right.
And that's a negative to it.
It is a negative. That is definitely
but
true.
But the positive is Sonny Gray pitching well.
That's it. that's the big night, the big story of the game last night for the Yankees. Yeah, they lost. It's a tough loss. They didn't hit, yada, yada, all of that. But look, they won nine in a row. They were unbelievable. They bludgeoned people, too, in a nine in a row. They outscored the opposition by it's ridiculous numbers. But, you know, you went up against, like I said, the defending world champions. It's a tough place to play. They've had trouble there. But Sonny Gray was terrific, and you got to be happy about that.
And now let's see what the Yankees do now that the winning streak is over.
Yep.
I always say that. It's very difficult, and let's examine the Mets real quick. Yep. So the Mets had a long winning streak. Right. Since the winning streak
pretty
ended.
Pretty much 500 ball.
6-8.
Right.
So a little bit under 500.
A little bit under 500.
And
right.
I think that's what you kind of need to do. And for the Yankees, it's going to be a challenge because you have these three more games with the Astros, including a pitching matchup tonight that you don't feel great about. Jordan Montgomery being challenged against Justin Verlander. Then you have the Indians. Then you have the Red Sox. So it's a very difficult stretch of games that the Yankees are playing. But I always like to see what a team does once that winning streak ends. Mm-hmm. And the Yankees had a great winning streak. Give them a lot of credit for what they did in Anaheim. I think they'll win games in this series. I don't think they're going to get swept by any stretch. As good as the Astros are.
I don't think so.
At some point, they're going to score runs in this building.
And Keuchel hasn't pitched well although he has over the years against the Yankees.
Yeah, it's almost like he needs the Yankees. Right, like maybe. David Price needs to avoid the Yankees.
Right, right,
it's sort
of
the opposite.
Right.
They do miss Gerrit Cole in this series. He's been great. But last night, it felt like Back to the Future. It really did. I was sitting there, and it was a very quick game. It was a 2-hour, 20-minute game, which you don't see very often in baseball.
Well, I mean, 2-1 game should be. I mean, to be honest I know. No, I know.
Should be.
But a 2-1 game, a pitching duel, really should be a short game.
It should be. Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Sometimes you get a 2-1 game, it's 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Yes.
But it just felt sitting there, I was thinking to myself, man, this feels like October. It feels like I'm watching the same exact story that we saw last year when the Yankees lost all four games to the Astros in Houston, and they had real problems scoring runs. Speaking of problems, you have any issue with Judge not playing?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, you want to give the guy a day off somewhere. I mean, I guess you do. I mean, oh, he's young, you know, but, you know, you want to give him a day off, you give him a day off. They wanted to use Sanchez as the DH last night. I understand. I got no great problem with it.
Yeah.
They won nine games in a row. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, it's a fun series, but like I said earlier, I don't want to be a hypocrite. What does Yankees-Astros really mean in the whole grand scheme of things? And it's not that much.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't, right? Not right now.
Yeah, so I would be against if you're sitting Aaron Judge in a game against the Red Sox because those games matter more.
Right.
They just do.
Right.
The games against the Astros, while exciting and big and certainly
want to
put your eyeballs on it.
First game he's missed all year, right, Judge?
First time he sat.
Yeah.
There's very little track record, by the way, of Judge and Morton besides the postseason. He's only faced him a handful of times, so there isn't something that jumps out at you that makes you say you can't play him. But I don't have an issue with it because guys are going to need their days. And as a manager, it's just about determining when you do it, what day you're going to do it on.
Yep.
And in this case, hey, you know what? You know what I like? I actually like the fact that he took the day off. As good as Morton's been, he's not Justin Verlander, even though he's been great so far. He took the day against Morton, but he's going to be in the lineup against Verlander.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, well, why not?
Sometimes you see the opposite.
You know, you want your best against the best, don't you?
Yeah, but how many times have you seen players?
No, we've seen it. We've seen guys conveniently take days off. You know, left-hand hitters against Randy Johnson.
Right.
I can think of a few of those guys.
Right.
I don't think I want to play today.
Yeah.
But, but you're right. He's got his best, the best against the best. Why not?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.